It'll change. Cloudy today, 57. Tomorrow we'll have rain, and then Saturday, snow. Ed Keyser will have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. There's been a settlement with one of the victims of a former Urbana grade school teacher who's now in prison for sexually abusing students. The family of one of John White's former students has settled claims against the Urbana schools for $300,000. A document with that figure was filed in court yesterday by Champaign lawyer Steve Amjad, who refused further comment. There was no lawsuit filed on behalf of the student, but the settlement still must go through the court since the girl is a minor. Several other lawsuits have been filed in Champaign and McLean counties on behalf of other students of White's. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. Governor Rob Blagojevich's unilateral expansion of health care benefits in Illinois has entangled the patients who are supposed to be helped by it. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Courts are weighing in on the legality of Blagojevich's expansion of family care. It had been for families near poverty, but despite being told no by the legislature, Blagojevich allowed higher-earning families to also be covered. That prompted two businessmen and a lawyer to sue. That case has seen twists and turns, with one judge calling for the governor to shut down the expansion, the Supreme Court putting a hold on that, and the Blagojevich administration refusing to pay back doctors and hospitals when they care for some patients with family care. Howard Peters heads the Illinois Hospital Association.
It puts patients in a very dicey situation. You know, these are individuals who believe their premiums were taken care of, believe that they had coverage.
Peters says the overriding message of the mess is that caring for the growing number of uninsured will be a collaborative effort that the governor and legislature will need to work together on to solve. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The union that represents workers at the Pontiac Correctional Center in Livingston County has filed a lawsuit to stop the state from closing the facility until safety concerns are addressed. In the suit filed yesterday, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees alleged that inmates are being moved from the maximum security Pontiac facility to other prisons not built to handle them. The suit says high security inmates are being reclassified so they can be moved. A spokesman for the Illinois Department of Corrections says those accusations aren't true. This is the third lawsuit the union has filed over Illinois' plan to save money by closing Pontiac by the end of the year. It'll likely be several months before Champaign County is poised to talk with energy companies about placing a wind farm in the area. County Zoning Administrator John Hall says it's a matter of giving larger operations with several wind turbines a chance to locate in the county while preserving the interests of local agriculture. The County Board's Environment and Land Use Committee is currently working through an ordinance for those developments. The amended ordinance would then have to go before the county's Zoning Board of Appeals next spring. Hall says the problem with the original legislation was that it was designed for operations with only 1 to 3 turbines.
But it really does not provide for one of these wind farms with hundreds of turbines on tens of thousands of acres. That's something that our ordinance only would allow in the heavy industry zoning district, which, again, I would never recommend the county board rezone tens of thousands of acres of our best prime farmland to heavy industry just to provide for a wind farm.
Hall says after the zoning board conducts a hearing on the new ordinance, it would take another 2 to 3 months to work through language, meaning the county board couldn't approve it until next summer. He confirms that some energy development companies want to locate in Champaign County, but officials not only need to move quickly on an ordinance, make sure it's well-crafted when approached by those companies. Jennifer Putman is stepping down from the Champaign County Board next month after 30 years in office. She's the longest-serving member currently on the board, and as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, her colleagues are planning to remember her with a meeting room named in her honor.
The Champaign County Board meets in the Brookins Administrative Center in a room named after longtime County Board Republican Lyle Shields. Next door is a smaller meeting room that, if County Board members say yes, will be named after County Board Democrat Jennifer Putman.
You've got to be kidding.
That's Jennifer Putman, who wasn't aware that there was a proposal to name a room after her.
I'm speechless. I could scarcely be more honored.
Fellow District 8 Democrat Tom Betts praises Putman for leading what was at times a tiny Democratic minority on the Champaign County Board, keeping up morale and encouraging challenges to the status quo. Even after Democrats became the majority, Betts says Jennifer Putman remained the conscience of the county board.
She would always be the one who would look out for individual liberties when we were passing courthouse appropriations or police issues. She always thinks of individual rights and individual liberties. And that's something that people often forget about.
The naming proposal passed the Facilities Committee last night and goes before the full county board next Thursday. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and we have a change in the weather coming up. Meteorologist Ed Kieser is here with details. Morning, Ed.
Good morning. When you say we have a change, at first I thought, what, the format's changing?
No. The weather itself is changing.
Yes.
And you're here to tell us how we're going to get from 57 today to snow tomorrow night and Saturday.
Yeah, and don't panic people too much with the snow. We're not expecting a blizzard or... You know,
well, I guess the ground is too warm for it to accumulate much, but we'll see some coming down.
Yeah, well, and I haven't seen any flakes yet this season.